should I close this window? The air is too much.
It's okay. That's why I got the shutter. See where we are. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Kapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kapa Mayam Dathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamanam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitamastam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamstra He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta kam shana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu sute devi pranamami hari priye Vansha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindho bhyevacha Patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay. In the spiritual world, the personal feature of Balaram is called Mahasankarshan is the shelter of the spiritual energy. He is the primary cause, the cause of all causes. One variety of the pastimes of the spiritual energy is described as pure goodness, Vishuddha Sattva. It comprises all the abodes of Vaikuntha. The six attributes are all spiritual. Know for certain that they are all manifestations of the opulence of Sankarshan. There is one marginal potency known as the jiva. Mahasankarshan is the shelter of all jivas. It's not that the jiva thereby becomes the Lord, which is what the Mayavadi is trying to make out of it. Sankarshan is the original shelter of the Purusha, from whom this world is created, and in whom it is dissolved. He is the shelter, Sankarshan is the shelter of everything. He is wonderful in every respect, and his opulences are infinite. Even Ananta cannot describe his glories. That Sankarshan, who is transcendental pure goodness, is a partial expansion of Nityananda Balaram. I have briefly explained the eighth verse. Now listen, please, with attention, as I explain the ninth verse. Maya bharta janda sanghashrayanga shete sakshat karanam bodhi madhye yas yaikangsha sri puman adi devas tam sri nitananda ramam prapadye. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nitananda Ram, whose partial representation, called Karnadakshay Vishnu, lying on the Karna ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy, and the shelter of all the universes. Vaikuntha Bahire Jai Jyotirmaya Dham Tahar Bahire Karanarnava Nam. Outside the Vaikuntha planets is the impersonal Brahma effulgence, and beyond that effulgence is the Karana ocean, or a causal ocean. And there's quite an extensive purport. I'm going to skip some of the purports, I think, because otherwise we're not going to get the overview. Probably gets into quite some good details. Vaikuntha Beria Eka Ache Jala Nidhi. Vaikuntha Beria Eka Ache Jala Nidhi Ananta Apar Tar Nadhika Abodhi. Surrounding Vaikuntha is a mass of water that is endless, unfathomed, and unlimited. Vaikunther Prithivyari Shakala Chinmoy Mayika Bhuter Tati Janma Nahi Hoy. The earth, water, fire, air, and ether of Vaikuntha are all spiritual. Material elements are not found there. Chinmoy Jal She Param Karana Jar Eka Kana Ganga Potita Pavam. The water of the Karna ocean, which is the original cause, is therefore spiritual. The sacred Ganges, which is but a drop of it, purifies the fallen souls. Sheta Karanarnave She Shankarshan Apanar Eka Angshe Karin Shoyan. In that ocean lies one plenary portion of Lord Sankarshan. Mahat Shashta Purusha Tiho Jagat Karon Aja Abhatar Kore Maya Ikran. He is known as the first Purusha, the creator of the total material energy. He, the cause of the universes, the first incarnation, casts his glance over Maya. Maya Shakti Rahe Karanabdhir Bahire Karan Samudra Maya Parashiti Nare. Maya Shakti resides outside the ocean of Karan. Maya cannot touch its waters. Sheta Mayar Dwi Bidha Avastiti Jagater Upadana Pradhan Prakriti. Maya has two varieties of existence. One is called Pradhan or Prakriti. It supplies the ingredients of the material world. So Prabhupada's going to, this discussion will involve, let's see how far it is. What's the other thing? This doesn't look right. Well, maybe it is right. But let's see. Maya the extension here. But huh. Doesn't really look right. From what I understand, Pradhan is the aspect of material nature that provides the ingredients, Pradhan. And Prakriti, this is very, I don't understand this. It's quite confusing to me. Prakriti, as far as I understood, is the activated stage of the three of the material nature. Okay, this remind me, this purport needs some looking at. Okay? Remind me when we get to our next destination. So 558.
558?
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily because it's wrong, but because I don't think I get it. It doesn't seem consistent with what I understood. Okay. Jagat karan nahe prakriti jada rupa shakti sancharya tare krishna pare kripa. Because prakriti is dull and inert, it cannot actually be the cause of the material world. But Lord Krishna shows his mercy by infusing his energy into the dull, inert material nature. Thus, prakriti, by the energy of Lord Krishna, becomes the secondary cause, just as iron becomes red hot by the energy of fire. Therefore, Lord Krishna is the original cause of the cosmic manifestation. Prakriti is like the nipples on the neck of a goat, for they cannot give any milk. Well, I see. Okay. So, I see. Here's, now it's explained. The external energy composed of pratan or prakriti is the ingredient supplying portion, and maya is the causal portion, known as maya shakti. Okay, so that terminology is being used here. So that explains what's going on in 58. And Prabhupada's, the point here is that material nature can't really be the cause of anything. It requires the supreme cause. Just as a woman can deliver a child after being impregnated by the semen of a man, so material nature can supply the material elements after being glanced upon by Mahavishnu. Therefore, pratan cannot be independent of the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the attempt of the atheistic Sankhya philosophers to consider material nature the source of these elements, forgetting Krishna, is useless, like trying to get milk from the nipple-like bumps of skin hanging on the neck of a goat. Have you seen?
Nipples on the... Yeah, in India.
The Maya aspect of material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation, but it also cannot be the real cause, for the original cause is Lord Narayan. Just as the original cause of an earthen pot is the potter, so the creator of the material world is the first Purusha incarnation, Karanarnava Shai Vishnu. Lord Krishna is the creator, and Maya only helps him as an instrument, just like the potter's wheel and other instruments, which are the instrumental causes of a pot. The first Purusha casts his glance at Maya from a distance, and thus he impregnates her with the seed of life in the form of the living entities. The reflected rays of his body mix with Maya, and thus Maya gives birth to myriads of universes. And there's quite a long purport for this, also several pages. Well, 2.5 pages. The Purusha enters each and every one of the countless universes. He manifests himself in as many separate forms as there are universes. When the Purusha exhales, the universes become manifest with each outward breath. Thereafter, when he inhales, all the universes again enter his body. Just as atomic particles of dust pass through the openings of a window, the networks of universes pass through the pores of the skin of the Mahatma. Of the Purusha. Yasyaika nishvasita kalamatavalam yajivanti loma vilaja jagadandanata Vishnur mahan sahiya yasya kala vishesho govindamadi purusham tamaham vijami. The Brahmas and other lords of the mundane worlds appear from the pores of the Mahavishnu and remain alive for the duration of his one exhalation. I adore the primeval Lord, Govinda, for Mahavishnu is a portion of his plenary portion. Kvaham tamo mahadaham ka charagni var bhu sang veshtitanda gata sapta vitastikaya kvedrig vidaviganitanda paranu charja vatadva roma vivarasya chate mahitvam. Where am I, a small creature of seven spans, the measure of my own hand? I am enclosed in the universe composed of material nature, the total material energy, false ego, ether, air, water, and earth. And what is your glory? Unlimited universes pass through the pores of your body, just like the particles of dust passing through the opening of a window. This is Brahma after he was defeated, having stolen the calves and boys. Material scientists should take lessons from the utterances of Sri Brahma regarding our insignificance in comparison to God. In these prayers of Brahma, there is much to learn for those who are falsely puffed up by the accumulation of power. A part of a part of a whole is called a kala. Sri Balaram is the counterform of Lord Govinda. Pratimurti, counterform. Balaram's own expansion is called Mahasankarshan, and his fragment, the Purusha, is counted as a kala, or part of a plenary portion. I say that this kala is Mahavishnu. He is the Mahapurusha, who is the source of the other Purushas, and who is all-pervading. Dharvadakshay and Kshiradakshay are both called Purushas. They are plenary portions of Karanadakshay Vishnu, the first Purusha, who is the abode of all the universes. Vishnu stu trini rupani purushakyan yato viduhu ekam tu mahata shrastra tritiyam twanda sangstitam tritiyam sarvabhutastam dani gyatva vimuchyate. Vishnu has three forms, called Purushas. The first, Mahavishnu, is the creator of the total material energy, Mahat. The second is Garbhadakshay, who is situated within each universe. And the third is Kshiradakshay, who lives in the heart of every living being. He who knows these three becomes liberated from the clutches of Maya. Although Kshiradakshay Vishnu is called a Kala of Lord Krishna, he is the source of Matsya, Kurma, and other incarnations. Ete chansa kala pumsa krishnastu bhagavan svayam indrari vyakulam lokam ridyanti yuge yuge. All these incarnations of Godhead are either plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars. But Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead himself. In every age he protects the world through his different features when the world is disturbed by the enemies of Indra. That Purusha, Kshiradakshay Vishnu, is the performer of creation, maintenance, and destruction. He manifests himself in many incarnations, for he is the maintainer of the world. That fragment of the Mahapurusha, which appears for the purpose of creation, maintenance, and annihilation, is called an incarnation. Adyavatara Mahapurusha Bhagavan Sarva Avatara Bija Sarva Shrayantam. That Mahapurusha is identical with the personality of Godhead. He is the original incarnation, the seed of all others, and the seed of everything. So this expansion of Lord Balaram is the source of all the avatars. Adyavatara Purusha Parasya Kalasvabhava Sadasan Manascha Dravyam vikaro guna indriyani virat svarats tasnu charishnu bhumnaha. The Purusha is the primary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Time, nature, prakriti as cause and effect, the mind, the material elements, false ego, the modes of nature, the senses, the universal form, complete independence and the moving and non-moving living beings appear subsequently as his opulences. Second canto. Jagarhe parusham rupam bhagavan mahadadipi samputam shodashak kalam ado loka sushrikshaya. In the beginning of the creation, the Lord expanded himself in the form of the Purusha incarnation, accompanied by all the ingredients of material creation. First, he created the 16 principal energies suitable for creation. This was for the purpose of manifesting the material universes. Yadyapi sarvashray tiho tahate sansar antaratma rupeti or jagat adhar. Although the Lord is the shelter of everything, and although all the universes rest in him, he as the Supersoul is also the support of everything. Although he is thus connected with the material energy in two ways, he does not have the slightest contact with it. Okay, he's the shelter of everything and the support of everything. So those are the two ways. Etad ishanam ishasya prakritisto pitad gunai nadyujyate saratmastayar yata buddhistarashraya. This is the opulence of the Lord. Although situated within the material nature, is never affected by the modes of nature. Similarly, those who have surrendered to him and have fixed their intelligence upon him are not influenced by the modes of nature. E mata gita teha puna puna koi sarvada ishara tattva achincha shakti hoi. Thus, Bhagavad Gita also states again and again that the Absolute Truth always possesses inconceivable power. Amita jagate vashi jagat amate na ami jagate vashi na ama jagate. I am situated in the material world and the world rests in me, but at the same time I am not situated in the material world, nor does it rest on me in truth. You know those verses?
No.
You don't?
I did not hear this about.
Everything rests in me, but then again, everything does not rest in me. Then?
Everything. What is the.
Nachamatsthani bhutani pashyame yogamaisharam. Bhutta brindacha bhutta sto malatma. Bhutta bhavana. Okay. Oh, Arjuna, you should know this as my inconceivable opulence. This is the meaning propagated by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. That Mahapurusha, Karanadakshay Vishnu, is known as a plenary part of him who is Lord Nityananda Balaram, the favored associate of Lord Chaitanya. I have thus explained the ninth verse, and now I shall explain the tenth. Please listen with rapt attention. Shall we continue with rapt attention, or shall we stop here?
It's
9 o'clock.
We can just
have some questions here.
Questions?
Okay, what questions?
One thing I want to ask, can you explain me about the different Vishnus, you know, Mahavishnu and like Daksha Vishnu, Kirdaksha Vishnu? All the incarnation is said from the Kirdaksha Vishnu?
Well, I think
like
it said
Altar and other altars.
Let's see what it says here. Yeah, that's what it says. Kshirdakshay Vishnu. So we have Sankarshan expanding as Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu expanding as Garbhadakshay Vishnu.
It's not separate. There were five, you know, like Mahashankarshan, and then three Vishnus, and then Shesha, another Shesha.
Mm-hmm.
There were five.
But it's not that Lord Balaram directly goes into the, expands as those five.
Uh-huh.
He expands as the Mahavishnu. The Mahavishnu expands as Garbhadakshay Vishnu. The Garbhadakshay Vishnu expands as Kriyadakshay Vishnu.
Oh, I see. It's like that.
It's like that, yeah.
I see. Otherwise, you know, you get
five. Yeah. It's mentioned that way. He expands as five,
uh-huh.
but he expands as those five through one another. Or at least these three Vishnus expand through one another.
And, can you please explain what are the different roles for all three?
What are they up to?
Different roles for all three.
Yeah. The Mahavishnu lies down in the causal ocean,
mm-hmm.
in yoga nidra,
mm-hmm.
sleeping. And while he's sleeping, from his pores come the universes.
Mm-hmm.
He's exhaling, and all the universes come out like little bubbles and expand.
That's that popular painting.
Yeah, that cover of Bhagavatam, just what we have there.
Oh, yeah. Cover?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there, we don't see. Yeah, there we see. The Mahavishnu is on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lying down in this cloud within Vaikuntha. And as he's.
He didn't kill.
Hmm?
Milk ocean. Mahavishnu didn't kill.
Not milk ocean.
No.
Karna ocean.
Karna ocean.
It's a causal ocean.
Uh-huh.
Exactly what this ocean is made of is very mysterious. But it's called the Karna ocean. And that's found in the cloudy portion of the spiritual world. There's a cloud that sometimes covers part of the material of the spiritual sky. That cloudy part is called the material world, material cosmic manifestation, material world. And within that material world, or material, there is no world yet, but Mahavishnu lies down in that Karna ocean, in that cloudy portion, and from his nostrils and his pores, these bubbles come.
Mm-hmm.
And bubbles become the universes, they expand. And when he exhales, yasyaika nishvasita kala matavalambya jivanti loma villaja jagarandanata Vishnur Mahansi Hiyasya Kalabhishesha. So, as long as he's breathing out, the universes are all manifested.
Mm-hmm.
And when he breathes in, they're all destroyed. So that's the lifetime of Brahma.
So, how many times he breathes? Many, many times?
Like, how many times do you breathe in the course of a day? Well, we're thinking, you know,
so
Brahma lives a fabulously long time. But his lifetime is one exhalation of Mahavishnu.
Wow. This is explained in first canto, right?
Hmm.
So then Mahavishnu sends all the Vishnus for the different universes.
Then the Mahavishnu breathes out, the universes are manifested, and then he expands himself within each universe as the Garbhadakshay Vishnu.
Uh-huh.
So that ocean we know, the ocean of perspiration from the Lord Vishnu,
uh-huh.
fills half the universe.
Wow.
And he lies down on that ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He lies down on that ocean. Then he expands himself as the Kshiradakshay Vishnu, from who is present as the super soul in all living entities, and who's the source of the avatars mentioned here.
And Kshiradakshay Vishnu stays in the milk ocean?
Yes.
I have a question. This is from Bhagavatam, where is description of incarnations. There is description of those Purusha avatars also.
Mm.
And Prabhupada, in the fifth verse, third canto, writes that Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva are incarnations of Garbhadakshay Vishnu. Yeah.
Mm.
I was thinking how to connect it in this statement where Prabhupada says that Shirodakshaya Vishnu is the source of all incarnations.
The Garbhadakshaya Vishnu is the source of the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu,
yeah.
And Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is the source of the other incarnations. Garbhadakshaya Vishnu is lying down in the ocean, and the Brahma is born from him. He's directly expanded from the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu.
Yeah. But Shiva is
he comes
not
from
directly.
Well, Shiva comes from,
yeah.
He's manifested from Brahma.
Yeah.
But here Prabhupada says he's expanded from the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu.
Yeah, we all know where Brahma came from. Brahma came from the navel of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vishnu. Mahavishnu.
No.
No.
So you got to get your Vishnu straight.
Yeah.
Mahavishnu is lying down.
Right. In the causal ocean.
Right. And the bubbles are coming out.
Right.
Then he's lying down in the Garbhadak ocean, as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. And what's happening there? What's the picture?
Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Perspiration.
Right.
He's one laying down in the ocean of perspiration.
Right. And what happens? What's the scene? What's the picture? Yeah. Well, what's the picture of Mahavishnu?
He's lying down in the milk ocean.
Kesha.
Oh, no. Mahavishnu, you're saying? Right, in the causal ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And the out of his pores are coming bubbles of different universes.
Right. Then, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu? He's lying in each universe on the Garbhadak ocean. And then, what's happening?
In each universe.
Mm.
Yeah.
So each of those bubbles is... I'm not sure what he's doing. What's the scene? Each universe. He's preserving?
Yeah, that's general. But what's, if you had to draw a picture, what's it look like? Yeah. That's the picture.
Yeah.
He's lying down. Sheshanaga is the couch.
Yeah.
Lakshmiji is massaging his lotus feet.
Okay.
And the lotus flower is growing from his navel.
And that's where Brahma came from.
That's where Brahma's born.
And then what about Kshirodakshaya Vishnu?
Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is expanded from Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. And he's present within every atom, between the atoms. And also within the ocean of milk.
And now, what is in the soul?
Hmm?
Everybody's soul.
Yeah.
He's
present as the super soul within the heart of everyone.
That's true.
That's
true. That's true.
And they all look the same, or do they have different, according to the scriptures? I mean, they're all looking the same. Four arms.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all four armed Vishnu forms. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This described that inhabitants of Vaikuntha, they have same features as the Lord Vishnu.
Mm-hmm.
So those specific signs like Srivatsa, it has only Lord Vishnu, not them.
The Kastuba Mani and the Srivats mark is unique to Lord Vishnu. Nobody else has them.
But all three Vishnus are just the Mahavishnu.
Narayan, actually. But I don't know if it's restricted. Whether all the Vishnus have that or not. Probably, I would think so, but I don't know explicitly.
You describe like Lord Balaram has service attitude towards Lord Krishna. Does it work also in connection that, for example, Narayan has service attitude to Sankarshan also like that because he knows that his origin?
Shesha has a service attitude toward Lord Vishnu. So it's manifested that way. But whether you get the whole hierarchy, well, I came from this Vishnu, I came from that Vishnu. we don't hear about that. But certainly at Shesha, that's where he shows that same thing. You're just in time, we're finished.
Sorry. So Narayan feature is different, or is one of the Vishnu forms?
Excuse me?
Narayan feature is different.
Narayan is Vaikuntha.
So what kind of incarnation or like how he
is? Narayan is expanded in these quadruple Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Niruddha, second quadruple, then from one of those, from the second quadruple, Sankarshan, Mahavishnu expands. So in that way.
From Narayan Mahavishnu
comes. Well, from Narayan you get Vasudeva Sankarshan Pradyumna Niruddha.
Oh.
From Sankarshan you get.
From Krishna Narayan comes. From Krishna Narayan comes.
From Sankarshan.
No, from Krishna, Lord Krishna. What?
From Krishna, the Mahasankarshan, Balaram. Then you get Narayan.
So we have to read and read again.
Yeah, this is stuff that you need the book in front of you, and you need to be making. I know there's devotees who make graphs and they go through all these things because it's really high tech stuff to figure out who's
expanded
from whom. This is dealt with, I think, in Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Rupa Goswami deals with that, with this whole business of expansions and expansions and expansions. I think is found there. Big topic. To understand all these expansions and expansions. No one can fully understand, but at least to some extent. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, if I can ask you one question. For me, reading is very tough. I can do it when it's discussion. You know, I get together with a friend, Ramana. Did you meet Ramana yesterday? Ramana Tal, Indian body, he made announcements.
Okay. He was making announcements behind me. So.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, so he is who's really trying to, you know, he's a very nice friend, and he's trying to push me into reading. We get together every Tuesday, you know, to read. From the Gita right now is what we're starting out with. For me, reading is very, very tough. I mean, is there any exercises I can do to get myself in it? I mean, I feel when I'm reading with someone, I really enjoy it. But to actually have that action of sitting down on my own and sitting and reading is very tough.
So every day, little something.
Let's do a little bit at a time.
And get together with devotees then regularly and discuss. That's the best thing. That's why in the temples they have class and everybody sits.
We have to read again. Yeah, she's saying that we forget very easily also.
Yeah, that also.
We have to keep reading and taking notes.
Yeah.
How about listening? There are so many classes.
That's also good. Sometimes in one place Prabhupada says hearing is better than reading.
I actually like that.
I do too. I rely on that.
And all those things, you know,
I rely on it a lot too.
Reading.
I think I'm more fond of hearing than reading, too.
So I have a little problem with my eyes, and if I read a long time, I start tearing and all those
things.
It's more stress to the eyes.
Well, that's why I brought you all those
Tears.
Now you he can read books.
Are you like to have a little milk maybe just before going? Just half cup or something?
And please come again. Please keep Philadelphia in a normal map.
Maybe I'll come again before I leave the country. I may have a couple of days. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Just
coming to Arvind's house?
Yeah,
next month.
Oh, you're going to Arvind Sharapuru's house in Princeton?
In Princeton, yeah.
Oh, great.
You're
going to
come?
Give me the day.
What day is it?
28th,
yeah.
I'll be in India. My father and I will both be in India.
It's
Friday,
20th.
Yeah, it's a Friday night.
You're already gone.
Okay. He's going on 13th, I'm going on 17th, coming back on
29th.
Okay, well, we'll carry on without you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.